Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, where we teach you how to break free from restrictive diets, restore your metabolism, and build a body you love so you can look and feel your best as you age. All right, let's dive into this episode.
I'm Kitty Bloomfield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturate, creator of Pro Metabolic Food Supplements and Seriously Saturated Skincare. And today I'm joined by one of our awesome clients, Sue. She's been in the program for a while. She's 62, which shows that age is, you know, should never stop you from changing your body and your health. She has three kids and a dog. Just one dog?
Yes, at the moment, just a dog. Yeah, we'll be getting another.
Yay. And she's Australian. So welcome, Sue.
Well, it's nice to be talking to you. Yeah.
She does jump on my calls in the group coaching. We have a bit of a yarn. Usually it's at night. She's got all her red light on. But Sue has just made incredible progress in the coaching program. And I think it really does show that age, you know, should never stop you from thinking that you can make incredible changes. So, Sue, perhaps to start, do you just want to talk a little bit about, you know, what made you join the program? Like what were you experiencing leading up to joining in terms of like body, you know, body health issues?
Yeah. Well, before I came in to Win at Life, I was actually working with Leela.
Ah, I love Leela. That's right. I remember. Yeah.
So we've done a lot of work. I don't know how I found her. I'm just so glad I did. But she, I think because she had a lot of the same sort of things with the Hashimoto's going on. I've got Hashimoto's and underactive thyroid, and I've never been very satisfied with my doctor's approach. Even a functional medicine doctor that was pretty much focusing on thyroid issues, I wasn't happy with what was happening, and I felt like it was, she was very much a, you know, you must fast, you need to take all these supplements, and it just wasn't working. It my thyroid would go up and down, up and down. I thought this is not right. And somehow I found Leela on Instagram. And I worked with her for a bit. So we really focused on thyroid stuff, changed my medication and worked on food because I obviously had come from fasting with my doctor, and I could do it. I could fast forever. But it wasn't right, clearly. And so Leela made me eat more food, and we worked on that for a long time, probably a couple of years, I'd say, of the food thing and logging and tracking and taking my temperature and walking, getting my steps up every day and nasal breathing and all the basics with her. And then she said, now I think you really need to go and do some solid training. And obviously she could have helped me, but she didn't really have time to do a proper program and do the videos and follow up and all that sort of stuff. So she said, I think you would be ideal to move on to Kitty's program. So I did. So I joined, gosh, and I tried to remember when I joined. I want to say the beginning of 2022. Mm. Started or sort of, you know, maybe March, April of 2022, and worked with April I guess almost 2 years with her, and just working on my food, getting to the gym, getting strong, learning how to do all the moves properly. And then
strong, Sue, like everyone who's listening to this, Sue's strong, and you train, like I've seen your training videos, your execution is excellent.
Yeah, I'm really working hard. I'm really like, I want it to be good because I don't want to injure myself being, as you know, older than a lot of people in the program. I don't want to injure myself because I don't want to stop doing this. I want this to be what I will do for as long as I can do it.
Mm. Yeah, it's amazing. It's really, it actually even really surprises me now is how well so many of the women in our program lift after getting that video feedback. Like, you know, I think a lot of women, when they're thinking about joining the program, like, oh, you know, how can I learn online? But your execution is so good. Like, and you've just done that all through online video feedback.
Yeah. And just watching the videos a lot, especially now because like, my program's just changed. So I am spending quite a bit of time in the gym, but I've got the time to spend in it because I'm watching Craig's videos and I watch my feedback and then I go and do it. because I want to get it right. Because I also think, one, the injury thing, but also I don't want to waste my time. I may as well do it well and do it the way you're supposed to do it and get the benefits from that.
Yeah.
And you can feel it. Like today, I died at the end. I've never done a split program before, upper lower split. I've always done it all in the same full body on the same day. Oh my God, today I could barely walk back to the car. Because I thought, okay, I'm going to work hard. I'm going to push in the gym. I'm going to listen to what Craig said, and I did it. And but it feels so good. It just feels like it feels good almost to be like one of the old people in the gym. It doesn't worry me at all. I was just like going, no, I'm fine. I'm good. I know what I'm doing. I can,
I love it.
Occasionally I get comments from some of the trainers will come up and say, God, you do really well. You're here all the time and you lift really heavy. And I'm going, yeah.
Like, but I sold it. I love it. And so you spent that time, getting strong, eating more food. And then you transitioned into, you did a more targeted fat loss phase. So 24 weeks, I think you did, which was amazing. So how much, talk about the fat loss phase. What were the results? How much weight you lost?
Yes, it was actually probably more like 26 weeks, I think. So it was, it was longer than I thought it would be. I don't know if I knew what I thought it was going to be, but I knew when I did it, I just wanted to go all in and do it properly. And I'm very lucky that I work a little bit, but not much. I could eat my own food. I didn't have to worry about anybody else. My husband was happy to do his own thing. So I started in May when I switched from working with Craig, and I was thinking he'd say, oh, let's just keep going. And he went, no, let's just do it. And I felt like it was time because I was not very happy with my weight at the time. So I was 81.3 when I started, and I just had this amazing downward line. It just worked. And I lost, I think up to now it's about just over 18 kilos. Even since I've started eating in the last 3 weeks, more carbs, I've lost another kilo. I think I started at around 32% body fat and finished at about 18. So it was, pretty remarkable, actually. I keep looking at myself occasionally, oh my God. I put a pair of jeans on yesterday. Literally, they fell off, actually fell off. I had to wear a belt. I had no other clothes, so I had to put this belt on. It looked ridiculous. So it's been amazing, actually.
You've done amazingly well, and I think because you started in such a good position as well, like you built a lot of muscle, you built up your calories, which is awesome, and you're healthy, so I think it just becomes easier too. But you were so diligent too with your food.
Yeah.
So now what are you doing now? Talk about what you're doing now.
So I'm finished about, I think this is my second week out. So I've had 2 weeks of increased calories and we just put them up again, just increased my carbs and then did it again. So my weight's looking fairly, I had lost a bit more and it's looking pretty stable now. So I've increased my carbs, and I guess the idea is that we'll monitor and keep doing that until I find my new maintenance. Cause don't know what that will be. I'm hoping it's going to be quite high. and back in your gym. So changed my program from a 3-day to a 4-day with the alternating upper and lower body, and just able to work harder in the gym. Because obviously when you're in that fat loss phase, you have to be, well, I was, and Craig kept saying, it just groundhog day, do the same thing over and over again. Don't try and stress yourself out. Because sometimes you feel like you have the energy and you can do it, but then, you'll come home and you'll be either really tired or really hungry. And I didn't want to put myself in that situation. So I would just, I stuck to it. My really boring food and my same training program.
I think, a lot of women, especially women who are sort of new to us, they think that when they're doing a fat loss phase that they need to cut out all carbs and all the delicious foods. When in reality, you don't. You just need to eat in a calorie deficit, ensure you get enough protein. So talk a little bit about the foods that you've been eating when you're...
Yeah, mine was very much the same pretty much every day. My protein was quite high, so it consisted of, in each meal I'd have either eggs or mince or chicken, try and obviously do the lower fat versions of the meat, because my fat was quite low. And a lot of preparations. I would always have boiled eggs in the fridge. I'd always have a big batch of bolognese or sort of chili con carne type of beef, chicken marinated in something or whatever. And then I ate yogurt and cottage cheese and then fruit, and quite a lot of fruit. I changed some of my fruit from things like pawpaw and mango that were quite high carb to obviously things like blueberries and stewed apple that were, I could eat more, so I had more bulk. And that took a bit of time to realize that I needed to, if I wanted to bulk out my food, I just had to think about, you know, low carb versions that I could eat more. So I'd have to say most of the time I was pretty satisfied during most meals. I definitely feel deprived. I do get that some people would think that it's boring, but I'd rather do boring for 6 months and get it done. I wanted to do it once and that was it. And if I have to do a mini cut sometime, maybe, but I wasn't going to do this long, drawn out thing again. I'd do it properly and get it done. But it doesn't have to be boring. And I think the other thing is that don't try and work really hard in the gym, because it will mess you up. It will, you know, it's not a good thing to be trying for PBs when, you know, your brain says you want to, but don't do it.
I think too, like, you are quite strong already. You know, you'd made a lot of progress and you're a more advanced lifter, so you had more muscle, which was great. So I think, yeah, definitely for you, you know, not going super hard in the gym, just trying to maintain your lifts, right? That was the goal. Yeah, to maintain the muscle as much as you could. Yeah, amazing.
So I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. I wanted to quickly jump in and talk about our brand new Rebuild Your Metabolism Method 28-Day Challenge. Are you a woman over 40 who's feeling stuck when it comes to your health and your body? Maybe you've tried all the diets, you've cut carbs, you've done endless hours of cardio, and you still feel frustrated with no lasting results. You are not alone. This is so common for women in their 40s and beyond. But the good news is there is a better way. This is where the Rebuild Your Metabolism Method 28-Day Challenge comes in. Say goodbye to endless hours of cardio, restrictive diets, cutting sugar, carbs, and quick fixes. And say hello to feeling strong, lean, and energized like never before. Get ready for a healthier metabolism, better sleep, balanced hormones, more energy, and sustainable fat loss. Transform your body, health, and life after 40. So this isn't just a quick fix diet or a one-size-fits-all workout plan. It's a method that combines metabolic support and body recomposition, specifically designed to help women build muscle, lose body fat, and restore hormonal and metabolic health after 40. So here's what you're going to get in the 28 days of the challenge. Custom macros and meal planning. So no more restrictive dieting or food fear. You'll learn how to set macros, adjust macros, build meal plans, and eat foods you love while fueling your body to burn fat and build muscle. We've got hundreds of structured training programs. So these are designed for busy women with simple, effective workouts that you can do at home or in the gym. Each workout is actually customizable to the equipment you have access to, and each exercise comes with a detailed video tutorial. You get daily coaching and support. So you get access to me and Craig for 28 days to help guide you every step of the way, accountability, support, encouragement, and expert advice. You get to use our incredible new strength tracker app to track your progress, complete weekly check-ins, track your food, build meal plans, and use our unique training system to ensure your technique is spot on and you're progressing week to week. You also get access to us for 28 days, so you can jump on live calls and get feedback and coaching on your check-ins, as well as access to us via our community platform to ask questions and get support. And you get lifetime access to the course materials with modules on nutrition, metabolism, and hormonal health, plus guides on setting macros, creating balanced meal plans, recipe books, meal ideas, and we're just going to teach you everything you need to know about nutrition. And here's the best part. It's just a one-time payment of $29 Australian. Plus, it comes with a money-back guarantee. So if by the end of the challenge, you're not convinced you can build muscle, lose body fat, and improve your health and hormonal issues using my method, I'll refund your money, no questions asked. This challenge isn't just about 28 days. It's about creating a sustainable lifestyle where you feel empowered to take control of your health, eat delicious food, and finally break free from restrictive diets and endless hours of training. So if you're ready to finally take control back of your body and your health, click on the link below in the show notes and join today. Let's get back to the podcast.
Do you have any of your kids live at home?
Not now, no. I had my two daughters at home until one moved out in April or March, and the other one moved out in April. And so while I was doing the fat loss phase, it was just my husband and I at home. So it was easy, but no, it's just the two of us.
That makes it a bit easier.
Yeah.
So do you think you would have gotten these results if you weren't doing the coaching?
Oh God, no, no, absolutely not. No. I think having to check in every week, I love data. I love tracking. I know some people think it's tedious, but I actually really enjoy it. I like seeing the numbers. I like seeing the nice straight line across the food, and I find it very motivating. I mean, I've been taking my temperature every morning, except maybe a couple of times when I was away, for about 4 years. And it's just automatic now. I just do it. I check it. I know that if it's a bit low, something's a bit off. I'm so used to it. I'd say tracking the food when I had to transition from when I was using before into the new strength app did take time, and it was a bit of a challenge, but it was like, it has to be done because I wanted you guys to be able to see the food and see what I was doing. Otherwise there's no point. And yeah, just checking in every week and having someone to check over the videos and, you know, and if I was, I remember at the very beginning of the fat loss, I just couldn't get like where my food was going to come from. And Craig just looked at it and within a second said, just do this here. And it just fit in perfectly. And even though I was, you know, a fairly experienced tracker, it's just sometimes you just need someone that's really doing just to look at it and go, if you just do this, you've got your cut, your protein, you're all set.
Yeah.
So absolutely not, no.
I think too, you know, one thing that I really like about our method and our program, and I'd love to get your thoughts on this, but, you know, before I met Craig and Emma, I was just so confused, you know, like doing keto, doing fasting like you, I just didn't understand body recomposition and actually tracking what matters and setting, you know, I think having that starting point and looking at where you are in terms of your body composition and health, then having a goal to work towards, and then actually having a specific plan that you follow. And it's so easy when you track our system, where you track all the data, you have the food, you have your lifting numbers, you have your steps. It's very easy then to go, okay, if I'm not getting the result that I want, what is it that I need to adjust? You know, I see Craig all the time in our Win at Life Slack with the progress consulting. People put their data up. He's like, okay, cool. I just want you to do this, or I just want you to do this. And I think for me, that was so life-changing because I finally felt like I had the power back and had control, and, you know, it felt empowering because I was like, oh man, I just don't feel confused anymore. Like I know exactly what I need to do to actually get to where I want to be. Can you talk about that and your that?
I think, yeah, because there's so much stuff out there, and even within, you know, pro-metabolic eating, there's confusion too. But I think the basics of it just made sense. I think just knowing that you're allowed to eat, that you didn't have to like have this stupid, you know, when I hear people talk about one meal a day, it's like, oh my God, seriously? there's just too much stuff out there. And it, you know, when you're in a space where you're confused, you can see how people get sucked into, yeah, keto might work, but not forever. It might work short term. I mean, I did that stupid HCG diet and that worked. I mean, I lost so much weight on that, but that was 500 calories a day. And I'm thinking, God, what happened to my body in that time? What did I do to myself from doing that? And it just makes sense from a health perspective that you need to eat food, you need to eat all the foods, and you need to eat all the macros, and you eat what your body needs. And I say to my girls all the time, because they've seen me do this and they've gone through the same. I mean, they're all bombarded by Instagram models telling them to eat this and eat that and just live on protein powder. But I keep saying to them, you have to remember that your body needs food and the energy from food for your hair to grow and your periods to be working and your skin to be good and your nails to grow. And then you can go and do some exercise. But you think you've got to have food to do those, like your body to do what it's meant to be doing. And then you go and do more exercise and then you can eat more food. And when you think about it, oh my God, it just makes sense. Why that all the other stuff just doesn't make sense, but this does make sense. And I can't imagine ever going off track and thinking that something else would be better than this.
Yeah, it is. It's such an eye opener, but it's so awesome because you sort of understand everything at a deeper level and you're like, oh, if I gain, you know, like we moved over to Thailand, as you're aware, and we just sort of been a bit more lackadaisy with the food, eating out more, you know, not getting our steps in because we're just moving and I'm like, oh, whatever. Yep. Like, and so I've just tidied up my diet, you know, cutting back, not eating the curries every fucking day. Yes. You know, I know fat loss is a skill now. I don't have to do anything drastic. We've been walking every morning with the dogs now.
Yeah.
I can really feel, I mean, I don't track my weight or measurements anymore. I can just do it by feel, even with food. And I can see my body's already getting leaner in a week. Yep. Consistent training. I know I don't have to do anything drastic. You know, it's so good. No, that's amazing. And so what advice would you give to a woman who is sitting on the fence about joining the program?
Don't sit on the fence. I think if you really want just to learn how to eat properly and eat good food and plenty of food and you want to get strong, is just do it. I think it's a no-brainer, really, because you get everything you need, whether you do, you know, the one-on-one or whether you do the group coaching, it's all there. And it's like, I mean, I get on a call every week just because every call, there's always something. There's a little bit of new information that you get or something, and you go, oh, that makes sense. And a lot of people have said that on call, saying, you know, that you have this chat and then someone else says, oh, that was something I hadn't even thought of. So there's constant information. And if you take advantage of the program and you get in Slack and you ask questions and you talk to people and you get on the calls, it's got everything that you need.
Yeah, I agree. And it's such a good value as well, especially the group coaching. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And follow it.
I'm doing the one-on-one, but I think I've learned so much that once I really get my maintenance where it is, because my aim is to be at maintenance and to just be in the gym. I don't necessarily need to get stronger and stronger. Yeah. I mean, it's
maybe a little bit stronger. It's a bit, you know, it's addicted, isn't it? You're like, even if you said 1 kilo, like, and you change exercise.
But I had gone into it saying, if I can just get rid of the fat, be at a good body fat percentage, to be healthy, to feel good, then if I know my maintenance and I know the lifts, like, I just want to do that forever.
Yeah.
I generally feel pretty good. I mean, my temps have actually been really good all the way through. Digestion's, I think I've always had issues with. I still do. And I'm hoping as I put more food back in that'll start to improve. But it's something that I will probably need to really work on, find a solution as to why. It could be the thyroid that's still not quite right. Sleep is way better than it was. It's not as good as I'd like it, but it's getting there.
I think toward the end of a fat loss phase two, when you've been dieting for a while, it will. I think so when you're getting towards the end, and that's why obviously you don't do it for probably longer than, you know, I think most women 12 to maybe 24 weeks is just depends on the individual again. Like some women can do less and they need to break. You're on such a run. But yeah, I wouldn't want to do it probably for longer than you've done it.
Oh, no, yeah. I, I was probably at the top end. But just feeling, generally feeling a lot more energy. I really like getting out and getting my walk in and getting my steps in. And like, I went to the gym today and I know that I've got 2 days off now. And it's like, oh, I really want to go back. So you sort of have this, like, always have this, you know, I get there and go, oh my God, I have to do a hack squat. But I really like going. I really like going to the gym and I like working out and I like just being active and healthy and feeling, now that the extra fat's gone, so much better. Everything just feels more comfortable and, yeah. And just, you know, and the being strong is definitely a thing. And you don't think how it translates into your normal life until you're sitting on the, because I go and sit in the grass a lot and get some sun. And it's so easy to get off the grass. Like, I just get up. Whereas before it was like, you know, you'd have to, you know, as you get older, you don't get up off the ground as easy as you used to. You have to think about how you get up off the ground. But now I just jump up and it's like going, that's because I have quads and I have more muscle. So why you wouldn't have more muscle? Wouldn't want to have more muscle. I don't understand. I think that's, you know, teaching women that you can have muscle and be strong as you age, I think is one of the really good things that you do as well. Promote that.
It's just so fun. The thing is so fun. I love it.
Yes.
I love it. Been doing it for 10 bloody years. I'll be like you. I'll be 60, I'm a 60, still deadlifting.
Still going, yeah.
It's all incredible.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I was a bit late to the party, but.
Oh, you're crushing it, Sue. You're doing it. You're strong. You're amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing that, your story. And I hope that it'll inspire other women to take action and get strong and, you know, invest in themselves. And if you're a woman and you're listening to this and you've been thinking about joining the program, you can book a free discovery call with me and I'll pop a link below in the show notes. And as always, take a screenshot of the episode and share it on Instagram stories and tag me at KITTYBLOMFILD and you can win a tub of Saturay Premium Collagen. And thank you so much, Sue, and I will see you in the program.
Thanks, Kitty.
Thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, or leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. You can also keep up with your host and find her content on Instagram at KITTYBLOMFIELD. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, and we hope you'll join us again on the next episode. Until then.